recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff, and you are on the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. My guest today is Michael Kennedy. Michael is going to be sharing his saga of his journey with Archangel Michael. So welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
Yes, we finally did this, and we've been working towards this interview for a period of time. So I'm so pleased that we were able to create this call. So
yes.
I'm really interested in your story, Michael. Mike, I just want to keep calling you Michael, but Mike.
Well,
and
I prefer Michael.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I prefer so Michael.
Okay, I'll call you Michael.
Yes,
so
please.
How did you get started with Archangel Michael? How did this all begin?
Well, probably 20 years ago, Brenda. I was on my ex-wife and I were on. We were doing some network marketing in Alberta, and we were sitting up. We were spending the night overnight with a farm couple, and we were up in the upstairs bedroom. And about 3 o'clock, I heard this first voice saying, "Right, Michael." So I didn't pay much attention to the first or the second one, but when the third one came through as "Right, Michael," I got up and got a pen and paper and started to write. I don't know how long I wrote, and I haven't saved that. I don't know where it is at this moment, but that was my first introduction to the Archangel Michael. And I must add or suggest that this is the time that the veil between us and them is the slightest, and this is when we make communication with those angels on the other side.
Yes, I'm feeling that. And it's an exciting time, isn't it?
It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time.
When did you start publishing your conversations with Archangel Michael?
Well, probably in 2004, I published my first website or blog called One God, One People, Please.com. And that was the introduction to the conversations with Archangel Michael. But it was also my own writings on love, compassion, and caring, and some ideas on how to turn our world around and become a more compassionate, caring inhabitant of this beloved planet Earth.
Uh-huh.
That continued for a number of years. Then I'm not sure what happened at that moment. I went to China for two years in 2002, 3, and 4, teaching English.
Uh-huh.
When I got back, this is really spending, coming across as a long journey, and it has been. But anyway, let me jump forward to 2008. Where I went to South Africa to meet my future wife. We met online. I decided that I had to go to South Africa to meet her, and I did. I stayed 2 years. We were married in South Africa, and that's when I launched ArchangelMichaelConversations.com in 2009. And it's been an uphill, downhill journey ever since.
Wow. Now, I have to ask you, just so that we're clear, how do you know that this is Archangel Michael that you're channeling?
I was wondering if you were going to ask that, Brenda. Well, first of all, shortly after publishing ArchangelMichaelConversations.com, I was in South Africa with Annette, and we had met a circle of friends that were enlightened beings, you might say, and we became acquainted with this one lady, Catherine Van Alpine, and one day she knocked on our door, Catherine could not have known anything about my family or my mother's name. She knocked on the door, and there she was with this slip of paper that she had written a message from Pearl. And Pearl is my mother's maiden name. And Catherine could not have known who this Pearl was. But she downloaded this from the universe, or source. No, I'm trying to think of another word. The database of consciousness. Anyway, here's what she handed me from my mother, although it was signed Pearl. And she says, "I am in awe of the work you are doing with Archangel Michael. I never would have thought it possible when I was alive on Earth. I bless you every day for what you are doing. It has opened my eye, heart, and mind. I love you very much, Pearl."
Wow. That's amazing. And now, was your mother a very spiritual person?
Brenda, actually, she was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, very interesting.
But Jehovah's Witnesses, are they not considered, you know, spiritual beings? I'm not sure. I'm just asking.
I became a Jehovah's Witness at one time, which was a very, sad occasion in my life, and I left them some years ago now. But I'd rather not go there because it's still a very hurtful experience.
Okay. Wow.
So going on
with
sorry. Yes, I'm sorry, Brenda.
No, just very interesting. So please, we want to hear your story.
Okay. Secondly, in our circle of friends, we have a number of people, well, two that I know, and I mentioned Mike Rowland, for example, as one. Another one is Carrie, a very lovely lady who is our next-door neighbor right now. But they are what we call they have a unique connection to Source, as we call it, or this database of consciousness. And Mike Rowland in particular has on a number of occasions been able to contact Source and confirm that this is the Archangel Michael that I am in contact with. It's not an imposter. The other thing, Brenda, is that, and this is a suggestion from Mike Rowland, as a matter of fact, that when you are downloading downloading is as good as any, but when I'm in conversation with an archangel, the question that we ask these beings is, do they love me? Do you love me? And a negative energy cannot say, I love you.
Oh.
So that's the very first thing when we start our conversations that I ask the Archangel Michael, do you love me?
That is very interesting. Is that something that you would suggest, Michael, when you're connecting, is to ask that question?
I always do.
Okay. And so, before we go any further, so why you? Did you ever?
Sorry, Brenda. It's not. It is funny in a way, in that I've asked this Archangel Michael on a number of occasions, why me? And the answer has always been, why not you? And so I have never questioned that again.
Mm-hmm.
And Brenda, I must add, through my many years on this lovely planet Earth, there have been signposts along the way that suggested that this is my soul contract that I entered into even before coming into this plane of existence.
Yes. And I totally understand soul contracts. And, you know, we can have several soul contracts And I truly believe you with that, Michael. So very, very interesting. Now, can most anyone connect with Archangel Michael if they want that connection?
I believe so. And I have been led to believe, not led to believe, I guess that's an improper word. Yeah, okay, I'll use that. Led to believe from the Archangel Michael that, yeah, we can contact these angels at any time. At any time. And again, the question is to ask them if you love me. But I think we're so disconnected from this source, from this universe, that we pay little attention, really, to these angels at our beck and call, you might say.
Well, yes, because we're so busy with our technology. You know, sarcastically, but truthfully, we are. And I'm as, you know, just as connected with my technology probably as most everybody. And it's kind of sad. You know, we're walking across the street. I don't know if you've seen that. You can just be walking across the street and there's somebody, you know, there's people on their iPhones and they're looking down. They're not looking around. They're not connecting with anybody around them. It's kind of we're in a huge major disconnection on Earth, for sure.
Yes, we are. And it's wonderful. I'm glad I don't have a cell phone. But it's wonderful to walk down the street, as you suggest, and look in people's faces. And when they're not on their cell phone and they look at you, there's always a smile that crosses their lips. And you've made that connection with another soul being.
It's interesting.
I just want to go back to this soul contract, which I mentioned, and I've got a copy of a conversation with the Archangel Michael, and I'll just, you asked me, why me? And this is what, this came through at one time. Yeah, yes, of course, but it could be, and yeah, chuckle, why me? And the Archangel Michael says, and why not you, Michael? Oh yes, Michael too, chuckle. This is your contract laid out in stone some time ago now. Your soul family here had decided that you should, should carry the sword of truth to cut through the trash talk of your so-called leaders. That's just a part of the conversation.
So the so-called leaders.
So-called leaders of our governing systems.
Yes, yeah. And was that your first, you know, mandate then from Archangel Michael?
No, actually, in South Africa, shortly after I launched the website, archangelmichaelconversations.com, my first mandate from the Archangel Michael was to address the United Nations General Assembly. And so for the next 2 years, I drafted and completed an address to the United Nations General Assembly. And the first copy of that draft went to the Canadian consulate in South Africa. I tracked that parcel or that package to the consulate, and it was in fact receipted by someone in the consulate, but I never heard anything from them. So the next 2 years was attempting to get someone to listen to my request, but nothing happened. So that was my first mandate.
Interesting. Wow.
I even advertised in newspapers throughout the world at one point in time, and I got a few requests, but nothing of any substance.
Just not the right time.
Well... The Archangel Michael and I believe now is our time. Now is the time.
So what's happened between that time and then today? Just like it seems to be like a gap with able to get all, you know, your messages out to the masses. That's your mandate. What's occurred?
Good question. And I now have the answers, or at least one answer. I have had, and this is why, one of the reasons I changed my name from Michael Shimkowicz to Mike Kennedy was to change my journey, to change the fortunes of my journey, because there were a lot of good, bad things happening to me along the way, but nothing changed. And I only discovered two years ago now, with the help of a shaman and a psychic healer, that when I was 11 years of age, I had typhoid, and I was in a coma for several weeks. And at that time, I had a soul walk-in called Michael.
Hey, wow.
And I only discovered this 2 years ago when I was attempting to get to the cause of why I have had so many of these psychic attacks, energetic attacks on myself. And it's because, and we've handled this fairly well, Michael 2 is what we've called him, brought with him two energies, negative energies, that were to do me harm, as he put it. And he didn't realize it when he walked into my soul. And I must add that for the longest time, years ago, I felt that I myself was a walk-in. But as I found out, I'm not a walk-in, but I had a walk-in soul that joined me on this journey. And this Michael too was the same kind of Michael that I am now, that he wanted to make the world a better place. But unfortunately, at age 32, he said his heart just stopped. But he said that in me, he saw what I could do to carry on his mission. So there's the introduction of Michael 2.
Okay, so I was wondering about this Michael 2. You had mentioned him previous to our call here today, so now we're getting a clear understanding of this Michael too. So these negative energies, you've had to obviously clear them.
Yes.
And has that just been within the last few years?
Well, I would say probably since it really took a bad turn in 2011 when I was had a pancreatic attack, which apparently through Mike Rowland identified it as a curse. And so since then, I have been under severe psychic attacks from the dark side of our universe.
Okay. And do you continue to be under these? I'm sorry, do you continue to be under these attacks?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Fortunately, I've had a lot of help along the way. Well, not a lot of help. Well, I must say it's a lot of help from two very good friends of mine, Mike Rowland and Carrey, who have been able to reverse these attacks. But it usually takes anywhere from 24 to 36 hours before I'm back to normal again. And they can be very painful at times.
Well, I just have to mention, because people will be hearing to this replay, Mike Kennedy and myself, we did an internet radio show, and I promoted it like I always do. And we had this energy, I don't know if I'm calling it an entity, but this energy come in. It was really, really awful. And I received the attack. I'm assuming Mike, I don't know if you did or not, but it was a awful experience, and I had to, you know, we had some clearings done, but this energy that came in, it's been on my shows probably three previous times, so I got clear of that now. So, but it was very, very unnerving. So,
yes.
So here we are back today, and we thought, no one's going to stop us. So,
no.
We're back with this conversation. So you get these severe psychic attacks, and you have these people in your life that are able to help you out. So what's happened? what also has been happening since 2011?
In what respect?
You've had other traumas that occurred,
yes.
Physical traumas, okay?
Yes, yes.
So
I had
what
two
other
major
things?
Ones. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I had, when I, Annette and I went to China in late May of this year, and I had two massive attacks in China because there was so much negative energy over there in some groups of people that I met.
Really?
Yeah. But that's well, I was going to say that's neither here nor there. It is in a way, but I think there are some other things that we want to explore, isn't there?
And there is. And yes, absolutely. That's where we need to go right now. And we need to get some word out. And I know you've got some messages that you have been that you need to express today. And so please, Michael, I'm just going to ask you just to go ahead and what is it, what message is it that we need to know in our society right now?
Oh, that's a biggie. You know, up until a year ago, Brenda, I was confident that there was enough of love and caring, compassionate people in this world that we could overcome anything that stood in our way to make our beloved planet Earth a caring society, a compassionate society. And I kept wondering why nothing was really changing with so many people out there wanting to live their lives in love and caring, compassionate situations. And then I came across political ponderology probably a year ago. And this is a book, and you can anyone can download it or go to the internet, Google it, Political Ponderology, and it's the most amazing how can I put it, the most amazing book on why we are at this stage in our evolution from brute self-force where we have a psychopath almost in every nation that are leading our governments, that are, and I have to include religion in most of my writings, even for this new website. Religion is, I think, is the second divisive situation in our lives today. But getting back to political ponderology, this came out shortly after the Berlin Wall came down, and it was by Andrew Lobachevsky, who, through not a theoretical study of man, but a medical study of man, woman, and why certain people were psychopaths. In other words, they had no concern for love, life, and liberty, you might say. They would do anything to pursue their gains, their agendas, and whether it called for people to die under their thumb, it didn't matter. And Andrew Lobachevsky suggested, and there are other sources that have come to the same conclusion, that there are 4% of our population that are psychopaths. And I would dare anyone listening to this show, Brenda, to go to Google and Google political ponderology. It will not only surprise you, but it will shock you.
Can you please spell that? Because it's a word I've never heard before, so that people can Google it.
P-O-N-E-R-O-L-O-G-Y. Political ponderology.
Okay, thank you.
And the book, when it first came out in the United States, maybe 20 years ago, it was actually banned by the United States government. But the book is available, and you certainly can Google it.
Okay.
And it's shocking in its details. And in our website, Archangel Michael Conversations, Book 2, as I call it, on that website, on our blog, it's all about the psychopaths in our midst and how this study of a mental disease is in fact a disease.
That's interesting that it's considered a disease.
Yep. And there are a number of people that have written about it and concur that this is very true. And so let me carry on with this, Brenda, because I was quite amazed when I first saw this political ponderology, and now I understood why we weren't making any headway in loving one another, why we're at each other's throats, you might say. So my mandate from the Archangel Michael, and this is what has taken up all of my time this year, now that I've gotten over my car crash in 2013, I've been devoting, well, every morning, 9 to 12, I go to the office, you might say, and putting my writings and our conversations with the Archangel Michael to this website. And my mandate now is to tell it like it is, as the Archangel Michael suggested to me. Tell it like it is. In other words, we're not going anywhere under the present system of governance that we have going on, not only in the United States or Canada or Great Britain, but throughout the world. And the other thing that, I guess I'm saying a lot here, but the other thing that when I was in these conversations with the Archangel Michael about what he called civil disobedience, I didn't quite understand what he wanted me to do with this topic. But I have written about this, what I would call, or what we would call, civil disobedience, or Mahatma Gandhi would call it civil resistance. That's coming up in Book 3. And I'm going to suggest to the world, to our readers, what we can do to overcome this blight on our beloved planet Earth. I've got to take a drink.
Yes. Well, this civil disobedience, we're watching it play out throughout the world right now, and it's simply amazing. I'm finding it tiresome right now to be following some of the world events. Very hard to watch, and I want to get my headlines because I think you have to be up to speed at a certain level, and then at certain point in time, it just exhausts my energy as an empath. So I believe that this is, this is something that this disobedience and resistance that we're going through is part of this transition. And and it'd be interesting to know how we can overcome that. So you're saying that this will be in your Book 3.
Book 3.
Okay.
Which is starting, it's just about finished. I'm putting the last dots over the I and the crossing the last T's, you might say. And it will be ready to go to print very, very soon.
Excellent. Well, we certainly need this information, Michael. So, I mean, I just know where I'm at, where I stand, and I'm just trying to allow this, whatever is occurring, this whirlwind to play out, and then just be guided intuitively what I need to do, where I need to go, who I need to connect with, and just getting in, staying within a higher level as much as possible of vibration.
Yep.
I don't know if you've noticed for yourself, but I mean, I can be just in a great mood, and then I can just feel totally depressed and deflated within a second. And to me,
yes,
from what I understand, that is because we're going back and forth through these veils or dimensions. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure of the question, Brenda.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just, from what I'm reading and from who I'm, you know, some people that I'm following, that we can be just in a really great mood, and then because we're in a certain vibration, and then it can just take one split second where we can just get in a really foul mood, and I've noticed that for myself, where you just all of a sudden you're feeling really, really depressed, and. And as I say that, I really believe a lot of that has to do with just connecting in with the collective conscious, all the vibrations within the collective conscious and how it's affecting us. So all this disobedience, the resistance, when we're feeling that as an impasse, it can just bring our energies down.
Yeah, exactly, Brenda. And this is something that you and I and others have to guard ourselves against, this. This, as a matter of fact, I'm going to use this word from a website that I just found the other day, was that these people with these negative energies just suck the good energy from us.
Yeah.
So that they feed on our great energies to try and attempt to upgrade their energies or lift their energies up. And so we've always got to be on guard against these negative energies or these people that will suck this good energy from us.
And absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. I was just at the park this afternoon, and I was it was wonderful, sunny and wonderful. All of a sudden, I was starting to cough, and I thought, oh, man, am I getting an entity attack? And I checked in. It was like, yes. It was like, okay. It can happen in the park because my vibration's up. I'm surrounded by nature, and it's beautiful outside before the snow flies next week. And I started coughing, and I thought they're trying to keep me down.
Yep.
And it was really pissing me off.
Oh, Brenda, by the way, I've just encountered this website just the other day about these people and these situations that suck the good energy out of us. And it's called Lia, L-I-A, Loves, L-O-V-E-S, Healing. Lia Loves Healing. I've got to do a little more research on that, but she has a wonderful website about that very, very thing and how we can protect ourselves against these negative energies.
Okay, that's great. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah. So my mandate at this moment, and I'm going as fast as I can, at my age, at 88 going on 89, I can only put in 2 or 3 hours a day that my aged body will take, sort of thing. But I've been continually going to the office at 9 o'clock to 12, and that interrupts about 10 o'clock with a good cup of coffee. But we're getting it done.
That's excellent, Michael. And so if you were to go to your website, and I'll just mention it now, we can mention it again later. So it's archangelmichaelconversations.com?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to be promoting it more in the next few days on my Facebook pages. I have two, Mike Kennedy or Michael Shemkowicz, and the Archangel Michael Conversations Facebook page.
Okay. Excellent. So people want to get in contact with you, they can also just go to these two Facebook pages that you've just mentioned and carry on the conversation with you.
Yes, of course. I would love that.
And yeah, and we do need these conversations, and we'll need more in-depth conversations. So, Michael, maybe you'll have your own radio show, and we'll get people to call in and just get the word out.
that's an idea which I will explore. The one thing that I am exploring, and I've got the equipment right now, I'm going to do about a 10-minute YouTube address to the masses of planet Earth.
And will you be downloading that also in your Facebook groups?
I'm just not sure how to handle that once it's done.
Right.
But I will certainly explore that avenue.
And oh, I know this technology is continually changing, and to keep up, yeah, it is it's a challenge. But I believe you can do that, so that would be great. And definitely send it to me, and I will send it out and forward it. So, what is the major thing that you believe that people need to look at right now with everything that's happening within the craziness of, you know, all the natural disasters and the, you know, the resistance and all this disobedience that we're witnessing every day? What would you want to let the world know? What is that one message today that you would like to express for the world, for the masses?
Well, I posted a little article that I found in my research the last day or two about exactly one of the things that we must do, and that is to look inside of us, ourselves. Look in the mirror and see who you really are, and work from the inside out, not from the outside in, but work from the inside out, that we are soul beings first, enjoying, in some respect, a physical journey on this planet. And we must remember that one thing, that we are soul beings first and foremost. So we've got to look inside of ourselves and see what is making us do what we are doing. And I've always believed that you plant a seed in your mind about a thing or a factor or someone, and if you feed that seed, it will manifest itself in one form or another. And what we've got to focus on is our thoughts, that our thoughts are, and I'm going to say this over and over and over again, that we are one. We are not separate. We are not separate by nation, state, tribe, or religion. We're all connected, as it were, with an umbilical cord to the universe. But we keep forgetting that we are connected, regardless of our color, regardless of our skin, regardless of the clothes that we wear, regardless of the religions that we belong to. We are one. And it's been proven over and over again that we are connected to the universe. We are connected to each other. But again, even cell phones have distracted us from that one major source of love and connection.
And I know I truly believe that Michael, and you know, you can think about going back in time, say when there's a tsunami. Remember the tsunami, the major tsunami many, many years ago. And was that in was that Indonesia? I'm trying to remember the and that day many people were feeling off, and they didn't realize why they're feeling off. Because when these major events happen, or just recently here in definitely in Mexico or Puerto Rico, I mean, you know, there's so many places that we've had natural disasters, you may not feel really well that day. And if you think back on what has been occurring, there is a connection. So we are all connected. So what happens on one side of the world, we can feel it on the other side of the world. And that's why, you know, prayer is so effective and works so well. And so we do feel it, and it does affect us. And I think once we realize that, because again, we're all connected, it kind of takes the anxiety out somewhat, because you go, okay, that's why. There was an earthquake. I'm not feeling well today. Perhaps I'm connected into that consciousness of the earth, and that could be related to why I'm not feeling really good today. So, Yes.
Well, Brenda, if I might add on this consciousness thing, everything is consciousness. We see animals, we see our plants, we watch schools of fish in a huddle, you might say, and now they all know exactly where they're going to go next. Although if they didn't know, if they weren't in consciousness with each other, it would be havoc. They would create havoc. They wouldn't be able to do what they do. I know that doesn't make much sense, but we're all conscious. Even the rocks, even our beloved planet Earth is consciousness, is a form of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we've disconnected from our beloved planet Earth in so many ways.
Well, I believe that we there was a mandate to disconnect us, and they've been successful so far. So we have been disconnected. And with the communication, I mean, you can go any in the world. I'm sure you saw it in China. I saw it in Spain when I was there in May. And these are people that may not have a lot of money, but everybody's got a cell phone. You know, everyone is hooked in to some type of device. It not everybody, but masses of population are hooked in. So at some level, that has worked. Yeah, can you hear me?
I lost you for a second.
Oh,
I lost
sorry.
You for a second.
Yeah, can
Go
you
ahead.
Hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, so, sorry. I'm just saying, yeah, we're all hooked into our devices, and I just feel like at some level that how that's been created has worked. You know, we're lost souls here on Earth, so the time has come where we need to get clear of what that is that's holding us back and become more of one, this collective consciousness that you're talking about.
Yeah. It's all about consciousness.
Yes. So, Michael, there's so many places that we could go to with this, and I think that we need to pick it up and at different times. And when people want to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing that? You've mentioned you have two Facebook pages, and I will mention again your one website of archangelmichaelconversations.com. Is there any other way that you'd recommend people to get in touch with you?
My Facebook page, Mike Kennedy, or brackets Michael Shimkowicz.
Okay.
I would love to connect with them.
Perfect. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be sending you this link, and then I'm also going to be downloading it. And so you're going to have that, and I'll be sharing that information. And thank you so much for coming on. We finally made this interview happen. It's been a great conversation with you and your conversations with Archangel Michael, and it's also fascinating. I'm looking forward to your new book that's coming out and how we can heal.
Yes, that's what we have to do is heal. I think I've lost you again.
No. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Michael. And we'll be in touch. Okay.
Yes, Brenda. Yes, please, Brenda, anytime.
Okay, we'll do this again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Brenda, for the opportunity to share some of my journey with the Archangel Michael.
And thank you for coming on.
Thank you. The one message that I have always, no matter where I am, is that we love you wherever you are, whoever you are, wherever you are. We love you all. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You take it. Bye-bye.